The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
He said, well, you should meet this gentleman that has a little nano brewery. His name is Charles McLean, and that's who we named our brewery after. As the competition got more fierce and there was more out there, we actually started retreating more and really honing in on our backyard. So going for the greater good. And we know that there's tons of market share out there.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Gray, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. In this week's episode, we're profiling one of Ontario's finest craft breweries, McLean's Ales, in Hanover, Ontario. The company's named after its founder, Charles, you guessed it, McLean, who has roots in rural Gray Bruce, but learned his trade in the craft brewing industry overseas in Great Britain. Now, the craft beer craze here in Ontario didn't come to be without a bit of noise from the behemoths that once had a tight hold on the industry. Charles helped to successfully lobby the provincial government to open up the taps for independently brewed craft beer in the 80s, and craft beer has transformed the industry ever since. I sat down with Curtis Schmaltz, who is the CEO of McLean's Ales and a participant in the T3 Accelerator program.
So my name is Curtis Schmaltz, and I'm the CEO of McLean's Brewery.
So Curtis, McLean's Ales started up here at a time when the craft beer industry was really ramping up in Ontario. Was it tough to start a new business amongst pretty strong competition?
One of my customers at the time, and now partner, Louis, I told him how I was really intrigued by the beer industry. And he said, well, you should meet this gentleman that has a little nano brewery outside of Eaton. So his name is Charles McLean, and that's who we named our brewery after. So between Louis, Charles, Michael, and myself, put our heads together and said, well, why don't we all have the same vision of opening a brewery. Why don't we do it together? And so we looked at various locations, including Collingwood area. But we actually obviously planted our roots here in Hanover. And that happened in 2014 is when we actually started the brewery, and it was up and running. So yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. We went from being, I think Charles was listed at that time, one of the smallest, if not the smallest craft brewery in Ontario. He was only doing 100 liter brews at a time. And to put that in perspective now, we do 1700 liter brews and quite a bit more volume. So, and honestly, I think the first couple of years, first 3 years, it was really navigating the waters out there, because you're right. When we first started, we started the project in 2013, and I'm just going to guess, but it was probably roughly around 50 breweries in Ontario at that time. Now it's over 300 breweries. So we were all over Ontario at that time. So we had multiple reps. We'd be in Toronto, Windsor, and we were really scattered out. And as the competition got more fierce and there was more out there, we actually started retreating more and really honing in on our backyard. So that's been a lot of the focus in the last few years, and trying to support as much local as we can. And it's that's kind of one of the directions we're at right now.
And what are the most popular beers you brew here at McLean's?
So we always say our staple products, one being our pale ale. So that one there was created by Charles in the 90s, actually. And we still have some licensees in Toronto that have had it on tap for over 15 years now. So it's been out there for quite some time. And then when we started this location here, we brought on our farmhouse blonde. Charles was doing it at his little nano brewery, but at a small scale again. And that kind of morphed into being one of our main selling products and highest volume products. And then we started bringing out some of his seasonal recipes. So right now, for instance, it's always a big hit is our Scotch Ale. They actually just packaged some yesterday, and it's an interesting product. We call seasonals because they only come out in certain seasons, and it's amazing how many people have come in the dead of summer and look for Scotch Ale that truly tends to be more of a winter beer. It's a little higher in alcohol, a lot of flavor.
And the craft beer industry is changing all the time. So how is McLean's Ales keeping up with the changing demands of the craft beer customer?
We have four brewers and some of the younger talent here starting to create some of their own beers and that might not be as traditional as we've done with some of our British style beers. So we got a blueberry blonde coming out in the spring. We got a grapefruit lager that we did this summer. We did a maple coffee mild that's going in the LCBO in the spring. So yeah, so mixing up with some different products. One of our brewers, Kurt, he ended up brewing a couple years ago a Lazy Hazy that's been a hit every summer. So yeah, it's we're kind of getting that nice mix of tradition mixed with some of the new styles of beers, and we're getting told by the LCBO and some other partners that beers with fruit seem to be a very hit right now, and but things can be in trends, so we'll see what happens in the next year or two.
I'm seeing a lot of changing flavor profiles in the industry, a lot of fruit-flavored beers and some really interesting combinations. Is that driven by a younger demographic, or are we as customers just looking for something a bit different?
I'd say, yeah, a bit of both. The female, like, I think a lot of people don't realize how many females actually enjoy drinking beer, and I think if they, just from my experience here or going to festivals, that if there's something that can be a bit more flavorful, and it doesn't even have to be fruit driven sometimes. I know one of our beers that is always, I say, one of our surprising beers is our oatmeal stout, and it's a dark beer, it's a black beer, and when you hand it to someone, they're a little hesitant, but I'm always blown away how many females, including my mother, who ends up being their favorite beer because it has so much flavor, and I think that's what they look for a bit more. And then, yeah, I think the younger demographics always looking for something new. You talk to the LCBO and they got, they get every time they have a seasonal listing, they get hundreds of submissions coming in from all these craft breweries. And so they're always looking for something new. And I think it's just sometimes that being new, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that too, it's this industry is really unique in the sense that you kind of just don't know sometimes. Like, all of a sudden, a pale ale will hit a peak and it'll go really high, and people are maybe just looking for traditional beer and something they can go back to, right?
And the craft beer industry, I mean, it's a pretty tight-knit group. Does that synergy help to drive growth all around?
Having some friends in the industry that they're at other breweries, and just getting a network over the years, and we all still want to work together. It's, you know, we are growing market share, and I say we as in the Ontario craft brewers, but we also want to share in that as well. And we know that there's tons of market share out there, right? So I think when I first got in the industry, craft beer was representing less than 5%, and that number is growing up towards 20%. When you look at it that way, you don't need to fight over 20% when there's still 80% out there to try to take advantage of.
And Curtis, you were a participant in the T3 Accelerator coaching program. Would you recommend that program to other businesses?
I'm a big proponent of trying to learn. I've always wanted to keep learning more and more. And I know there's lots of people out there that have great expertise. So I'm like, hey, if I can take advantage of this program that is such a great program, why not, right? So we've had a few sessions, and COVID slowed things down. But wow, these business coaches they bring in are so knowledgeable, so experienced, have great ideas. And yeah, it's just been a real treat. I've been pretty lucky to be to qualify for it, that's for sure.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.